your boy go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand yeah. up, yeah. stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from 1 to 4. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from 1 to 4, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7, the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And we kind of got breaking news coming out of sports. A Giannis agent is discussing his future with the Bucks. This is something that's being circulating for the last hour and a half now. Giannis may be discussing his future. They say he deleted everything on social media. Everything but a few ideas like the championship and the cup, winning the cup. When I see somebody erasing stuff off Instagram and social media, they going through a transition. It's like when somebody cut all their hair off and start fresh. They go bald. They try to cut all their hair off because they want a fresh start. Seems like when people start deleting stuff off social media, that's a huge red flag for the Bucks. Hey, also we've been talking about, was the crack epidemic properly addressed in America? We got Eddie on the lines. How you doing, Eddie?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Sorry.
How you doing, brother Eddie?
Sorry. Good. How are you?
Hey, what's going on? What's on your mind, Eddie?
Well, this crack thing is on my mind, Tori. I'm 60. We've got a decade on you. I've watched this thing kind of unfold throughout the vast majority of my life. And I like to say that, Tori, I like to stay on top of things in my attempt to Hellenize not just the station, but Milwaukee's black community.
Here we go.
The latest information, Tori. I like to keep up on the fastest, the hippest news. I like to be on top of things, okay?
Well, I don't know what you're trying to get on top of, but I'm listening.
Just
give me my social distance.
A whole lot about crack cocaine. My sources say in Milwaukee and in many urban areas, people are going towards a drug called blunt, where you take a cigar and you cut it, and then you put marijuana, maybe laced with cocaine, inside the cigar, rewrap it, and then smoke it. And it seems to be
so you smoking blunts.
I don't smoke blunts, but I know many people in urban areas smoke this new drug called a blunt.
Well, I don't think that's new. I think that that's something that's been going on, and I think that it's more in the weed category. I think that's more in the weed category. We're talking about something that's highly addictive, and we're talking about,
right,
are we seeing it? Is it still present, or have it been addressed properly?
Well, Tori, with people around here have moved on to tougher drugs. You don't hear a lot of people talking about crack the way you do, even about crystal meth. I have a friend who was a drug cop.
Meth, crystal meth? I dealt with a lot of that in Iowa and Minnesota, yeah.
Right. And they never really thought Milwaukee was kind of a meth town. That was more of a Western States, Plain States thing. But sure enough, it made its way to Milwaukee. And you can often see people, after taking the methamphetamine at gas stations, and they're doing a dance called the tweak, and they are tweaking, Tori. And I've seen it many, many times myself, and I wonder what kind of people would even make the attempt to take the drug the first time. Where are their family members? When I was a kid, if you did something like that, You wouldn't, because of the shame factor. That was crossing over a line. It was one thing to smoke marijuana or to be on joints, okay? But it was another thing to do heroin, not heroin, or crack cocaine. That is like you've crossed a social boundary that you might not be able to come back from. You might have to move out of state, get your reputation back.
It was frowned upon.
But it was very, now there's no shaming. There's nothing to be ashamed from. A lot of people, I see people who you're dating, oh, I'm dating this guy, he's in rehab, he just got out of rehab, or he's in 12-step. And it's almost like hip. It's not just acceptable. It's kind of hip to be going through a struggle like this. Mm. But there's six kids in my family. None of us really even drink. None of us do drugs. And I just don't know whatever happened to a decent sense of moral and social decorum, Tori. I wonder what happened to Tori, I know I got to go. I'm at the gym right now. I'm benching. It's a big bench day for me, Tori. I'm doing the kind of 20s.
Okay.
Don't be jealous, Tori. I got to go.
Sometimes I wonder about, you know, are you okay too? Sometimes I wonder if Eddie's okay after sniffing all that paint. Okay. Well, look, I want to get into this story before we get too late into the show. There was a situation where there was a critically missing Milwaukee boy, and they said that the abductor was like the 12-year-old sister, I think. And so I thought that was just a wild story, but we got an update on it. Do they have the children? So they do have the children. They did find the children. But I wanted to let y'all hear this story. It sounded so crazy to me, and I'm thinking like, okay, maybe it's more to this. If you listening or if you're watching as we broadcast live, we got some video on this. Let's listen.
We're on 5th Street right now, and this is the block police say the last two were seen heading south, and police say they need your help of finding both of these people. Now investigators are looking for 4-year-old Nevin Powell. Police say he was in contact with his guardian last night. He's around 3 feet tall, weighs about 50 pounds, and has brown hair. And Paolo was last seen wearing blue jeans and a navy shirt. He is also not wearing shoes or a jacket. And police say his 12-year-old sister is suspected of taking him. Sonia is wanted for battery of a police officer, and she is about 5'5", 130 pounds, with red hair. Sonia was last seen wearing a black jean jacket over a black sweatshirt and blue jeans. Police say she may have a weapon. The two were last seen walking together, but police say they could be traveling in a silver or light blue Hyundai Santa Fe. And the car also has no license plate on it. And police say if anybody has additional information of the two's whereabouts, they are encouraged to contact the more.
All right, so I got an update. They're saying that the critically missing children, I don't know if this is the same article that you just sent me. I don't know. I don't know if they are found safe or not. I think that because the article you just sent me is not from today. Yeah. So I don't know if they've been found or not. But the fact that there was a 12-year-old involved, was she protecting the young child? Was she trying to protect? I don't know, because why would a 12-year-old strike out like this and try to, was the older child trying to prevent something? I would love to get an update on this story, because I thought they were found safe, but that was a different story. So I'm retracting if they was found safe or not. But I know when I see children act a certain way, a young 12-year-old girl striking out in certain ways, was she trying to protect her younger sibling from something? That's my question. If somebody got any information on what's going on with that missing boy and that young 12-year-old girl, let me know. Let me know, because I want to. I don't even know if they're still missing. I'm by request when it comes to missing. If you don't request it, if the family or somebody don't contact me, that's how I get involved in that. But I don't know. It just seems like something is going on with this story. They're saying that this little boy was found safe. Okay. All right. So critically missing Milwaukee boy found safe. Milwaukee police say they have located a critically missing 4-year-old boy. The child was last in contact with his guardian Tuesday night at December 2nd. This is the situation where the 4-year-old and the boy's 12-year-old sister and the 12-year-old sister was wanted for abduction. All right. I don't know. That's confusing. This is confusing to me right now. I'm trying to figure it out in my mind. Why would his 12-year-old sister take the 4-year-old baby? Was there something that has not been told to the public about this story? That's the only way. It's confusing right now because I'm still trying to break it down in my brain. Because they said that this 12-year-old was the suspect. Where a 12-year-old going to take a 4-year-old child? And be that and try to fight the police? Are they asking the right questions? Hey, look, when we come back, I want to head over to Kenosha. They're saying that there was a human trafficking bus. Local advocates say that this is going on more than people think. I want to talk about it when we get back. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
You are listening to The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe Show. A lot of people weighing in on a situation where the 4-year-old, they said that the 12-year-old sister took the 4-year-old, and they said that she also had a warrant for something, having an incident with a police officer. I mean, it's a lot. It sounds like a lot going on in this story. They saying that the girl was wanted for a felony warrant battery to an officer, the 12-year-old girl. But she's trying to abduct her brother. Something ain't going on right in this story. And if a little 12-year-old girl is acting this way, behaving this way, and trying to take her brother, her 4-year-old brother, out of a situation, I would wonder what's going on with the situation. The 12-year-old has a warrant, due to a situation that happened with the police officer. But I don't know what that is. But I would love to sit down and hopefully somebody sit down and talk to this 12-year-old girl and let her tell them why she's having this kind of behavior. I understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. This don't sound right. The whole story don't even sound right. I'm looking in to talk to Tex, and 0437 says, the family got them, Tory. The cousins on Facebook saying that they are not being properly taken care of. It's something going on with this situation. We got Brian on the lines. How you doing, Brian?
I'm doing good. Yeah, this is a sensitive subject. I think that a little girl is probably just trying to protect her little brother from being molested wherever they had them before this bogus reporter gets out here and say all these stupid things. Right. You can't trust nobody. Ain't no 12-year-old girl gonna kidnap her. How can a 12-year-old child kidnap a child that she's related to? That's not kidnapped. They should have just reported two missing children, not trying to demonize a 12-year-old girl. We got enough of that in this city. These two children need proper care, and they're not getting. They obviously never gotten proper care. They should, before they made that stupid reports, they should have found the parents, found a father, a mother, or somebody, and had a report from them. Not just some strange guardian said somebody's missing or something like that before they come out with these bogus statements. And how a 12-year-old going to have a warrant? You can't put no warrant on no 12-year-old child, okay? What cop going to let themselves be abused by a 12-year-old child? If you can't stand up to a 12-year-old child, you don't need to be a cop. So why are you going to put paperwork on somebody like that? That is so retarded. You can't be – these reports of demonizing our little young kid, I understand the YN demonization, but not a little girl, okay? Right. Not a little four-year-old child. Go to find a parent before you make up these stupid, totally stupid assertions.
I agree. I agree, Brian. I mean, this ain't resting well in my soul. I wonder how these children is being treated. It seems like she was trying to help to. All right, this is my opinion. When I looked at this story, I said, why is she trying to save her little brother? What is she trying to protect her little brother from? That was my opinion. Then I started looking at it. There was a warrant for arrest, felony warrant. What? For battery to a police officer? We got Deja on the line. How you doing, Deja?
How you doing, Tori?
Bless you.
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with the last caller. Something is not adding up 100%. You mean to tell me a 12-year-old has a warrant out for her arrest? She's not even a teenager yet. Ain't no teen in her number of her age. I'm trying to understand how she abducted, quote-unquote, her 4-year-old brother. And then all of a sudden, she's just basically a danger to her life or even his life all of a sudden. Now she has a warrant for her arrest. Something is not adding up. Whoever was underneath those babies' care did something to them. I would say both of them probably. And she got fed up and didn't want her brother also experiencing that and took him and left with him. And now whoever reported her is trying to get them back for whatever reason so that whatever did happen to them doesn't come out.
Right.
Because if she's old enough to take her brother, she's old enough to tell what happened.
Right.
That's all I have to say.
I agree. Hey, they saying that they was traveling. They may be traveling in a silver light blue Hyundai Santa Fe. No license plate. So they got this girl out here sounding like she just being reckless. But the narrative don't sound right. The behavior ain't right. I've been out here all this time. Trust me. If she's doing this, if she's acting like this, and she's trying to get her brother, something going on in that house that we need to know the truth about. If anybody close to the situation can call, we can call, leave the number with my producer. I definitely want to keep tabs on this situation. We got another story in Kenosha. Once again, people acting funny in Kenosha. What I really want to do when I talk about these situations of child sexual abuse and human trafficking, because these are the stories that everybody want to avoid talking about, but it's going on, even in the federal government with the Epstein. Y'all looking at Epstein, but y'all ain't looking down the street. Okay? Y'all more worried about Epstein than the human trafficking going on in your own neighborhood. But Kenosha human trafficking bus, local advocates say that this is going on more than what people think. We got video if you're watching this. We broadcast live. Let's listen.
According to federal officials, a human trafficking operation in Kenosha was shut down last week, with multiple arrests being made. And now local advocates against trafficking say they're not surprised. They've been warning about this problem for years.
Not a surprise at all. We know that there is, they call it the pipeline, but right up I-41 from Chicago to Milwaukee. As we understand, this is part of the pipeline, so not a surprise at all.
Sue Sipple from Women and Children's Horizons says Kenosha sits on a known trafficking corridor. The FBI's Chicago field office, which assisted in the operation, tells me they investigate various forms of human trafficking, including sex trafficking, labor trafficking, and domestic servitude. This organization regularly works with victims of these crimes.
When you notice signs like control, someone not having the freedom, suspicious working conditions, it doesn't hurt to place the call. There's manipulation, coercion. So when you see that someone doesn't have freedom, when you see that someone is being controlled, afraid, and those things, I think it's important to do what you can.
They say these situations often start subtly, but recognizing the warning signs can save lives.
Once they know that maybe there's a way out, and they'll have those supports, it makes it a little easier for them to leave. So help is available. You can call our crisis line.
Women and Children's Horizons operates a 24-hour crisis hotline for anyone who needs help, and reminds the community that reporting suspicious activity can help save someone's life.
All right. Well, once again, human trafficking is in high demand. They seem like the thirst for these kids. And that's why I'm wondering why the 12-year-old girl was trying to protect her brother. I mean, usually she's seen some evil, and she just acting in a way where she's just doing what she thinks she, to me, this is my opinion, to break free. This is what I'm feeling from this story. But then you look over in Kenosha, and the grown folks saying it's a problem with the human trafficking. We had the pastor in Florida, the apostle, trying to meet up with the 16-year-old. Okay, this is going on every day. Are we keeping our head on a swivel? Are we dialing in? Are we really understanding what's really going on out here on these streets? I don't know. I've been out here for a long time. I've been fighting against it straight up. And I think that the awareness has to come full circle. I think the people have to make sure that their awareness is high. But a lot of people are participating in this foolishness. Hey, look, when we come back, we'll have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
.7 The Truth, Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show. Joining me on the V-Mix, we got advocate, author Elizabeth Brown. If you watch this, we broadcast live. You can see Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Salute, King. All is well. Happy hump day.
Hey, happy hump day. A couple things we was discussing on the show today, but I do want to zero in on a situation that I know you advocate about as well, the lead paint that they're saying that it's still a problem in 2025. The paint,
you know that,
on the wall, they still ain't, all that money that they had to
come on,
remedy that, you know, SDC shut down. I think they had like a program, a weatherization program.
Absolutely.
What's going on?
Ain't nothing getting done. Again, highway robbery. Where's Rico when you need him? The sad reality is with all the side effects that come with lead poison, with the number they were saying, the 88% of the kids have that. And we know that come with not only learning disabilities, but issues with how they acted. So, again, when we go to talking about the youth and how they're out here, again, we know that it come with behavior issues. It come with, you know, doing stuff that we consider, quote unquote, crazy.
Right.
Of how these children are acting. But at the same time, ain't nobody going to jail for it.
Right.
they're being charged because of how they act, and not only the comprehension, the behavior issues that comes along with the side effects of being massively lead poisoned. And we've been talking about this on your show since forever. We've been in group meetings with all of these so-called, what I call the misleadership of Milwaukee for years, decades, actually, where they having these meetings, the health department. And again, these children have been charged with the learning, with the behavior issues that they might have acted out in school or put their hands on somebody or just whatever that behavior caused them to do. They're locked up for it. But the individuals who knew and hid the statistics that was a part of the health department when this first came out, no adults was arrested due to what it is that we know now, that the massive lead poisoning of the children in the city of Milwaukee, on top of the fact that it was just a couple years ago that me and you were talking about how when my daughter was coaching for Vincent, how the parents and the teachers and the coaches was bringing in a bottled water because of the lead that was coming through the pipes when Tom Barrett was the mayor. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what more we can say.
North Division students protested because they didn't want to drink out the fountains because lead was coming through the fountains. But some of the teachers had a water filtration system on their fountain in the teacher's room.
That part. So, again, make it make sense. You know, nothing's been done. The resultless leadership. And the only thing that we're seeing is, again, the people and their children are paying for the acts of our behaviors and things like that. But at the same time, it's criminal that so many children have lead poisoning. It's criminal that the fact that half of these houses, when you hear them tell this story about how the landlords, there's no, you know, they're getting a slap on the wrist. They don't show up to court knowing that children have been poisoned in their house. There's no repercussions for what it is that they're doing. There's no repercussions for the health department and all the people that lied. And, you know, again, but I can guarantee you, if we follow the trail of all the kids who was proven to be massively lead poisoned, how many of them went to juvie and how many of them are currently incarcerated in the penal system, I can guarantee you they're paying the cost for something they had no control over. Mm. But at the same time, we're in the same period of time where being mentally ill and having an episode and kicking a nurse or a doctor becomes a felony.
Thanks to Governor
Evers.
I'll say this. We talk about these issues that largely affect the people in these communities on the north side of Milwaukee. And when you see is crickets when it comes to the black children, but let one child in Bayview get a situation with lead poison. Uh-huh. Or when the students at Golden Meier got lead poison, those parents weren't having that. But uh-huh. Now you got statistics that's coming out that a lot of the kids on the north side of Milwaukee are walking around here lead poisoned, and you don't see the uproar. And these are a large amount of children. But let one child in Bayview, let a couple kids on the outskirts in lead is involved. I didn't play news articles on this show. These people's ready to turn tables over.
Absolutely.
Due to the lead poisoning.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about Tory, because I was talking to my mom and she was like, Liz, you was lead poisoned. I was hospitalized due to the lead poison because my mother, again, was renting from, you know, slum lords until she was able to do something better. However, the reality of it, there's nothing new under the sun. We're talking about the same things. Again, no public officials were charged with the dropping of the ball because they knew. And here we are.
Wow. Here we go. Like I said, the lies. the lies that I've heard along the way. It's so disgusting because this is genocide. If you're knowing that there's an element out here that's disrupting thought, comprehension, causing severe behavioral issues, and you're not trying to remedy it, but you know about it and you're doing nothing, that's genocide.
And the learning disabilities, the IEPs that's in the public schools, that the water, the pipes that they drinking from the bubbler is full of lead. Don't it go hand in hand? For the special needs, and then they're quick to say that the stats on how our children not learning, could it be due to the fact that they drinking the lead water? Don't all of that go consistently together?
And they just
the mass incarceration, the testing.
They just spent the whole summer trying to rid the schools of the lead. You know what I mean? It was I had the company that was doing it trying to come in on the show, and we never could get the times together. But what I'm saying is, now here we go with the housing and families and children still being affected by the paint. Now, it was money given to get rid of the paint in the houses. So what I'm saying is now it seems like, okay, you're fighting one thing about the lead or trying to make progress, but the original idea of lead poisoning with the paint in 2025 is still a problem. They're saying thousands of children.
Absolutely.
Is having this effect. What, 1,000 children a day or something like that? Or a week or however.
The number was huge.
The number was huge. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely. The number is huge. And then, like I said, if we follow the trail of all of the children that was massively lead poisoned that had behavior issues, the IEPs that's currently in juvie or in the penal system, it all sound agenda to me, okay? Because all of it running concurrent in our neighborhood. And the sad reality of that, like you stated at North Division, the teacher get a filter and the kids still got to drink from the lead pipes.
They called me to come and join them in the march. This is how bad it was. I got video footage of this on Facebook, you know, because I couldn't believe that this was going on. You know, this has been going on for a long time. This was way before the truth. This was way before back in 2017.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And no, again, no results. All of this money. Because the people, again, let's not forget that we tax to the max. Let's not forget that everybody getting raises right now have got a raise. Okay. Again, the only people that's given. It's sad because the people suffering. Because like I said, if we follow. When they talk about test scores, when they talk about the kids, the IEPs, when they talk about the failing NPS system, when all of this is running concurrent. If the majority of those kids that's massively lead poisoned have the IEPs, have the behavior issues, it ain't stopping them from running them through the judicial system. Well, they're still being charged. Due to the behavior issues. And now even mental illness, you can still get charged if you out of your mind having an episode and you kick a doctor or a nurse, God forbid. Well, and how many mental health people that we know that we've stood with families who were killed due to the fact that they had to call the police because their family members were having an episode. So you damned if you do and you damned if you don't at this point.
Well, when we come back, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today, Elizabeth Brown. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is The Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Don't drink that water.
Don't drink the water, man.
It's lead in that water.
It's lead in that water.
Don't drink that water.
Don't drink the water, man.
It's lead in that water.
One on one, seven the truth. Tory Lowe Show. Elizabeth Brown. There's a lot going on. I wanted to ask you the question of the day too, as well.
Okay.
Was the crack epidemic properly addressed?
Hell no. Absolutely not.
Damn.
Absolutely not. On purpose. No.
Hey,
it was not.
It was. It seems like when I was out, I'd be dealing with a lot of different issues, and it just seems like the behavior sometimes reminds me of when I was a kid, and I seen people, that was on crack running through the neighborhood and doing things random, but hey, it could be the lead poison too. I don't know. I mean,
it's all of it.
It could be a combination. Yeah.
It is. Again, crack babies had babies on top of the lead poison. And again, I was lead poisoned too. I got a kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you think about all of the things that are put up on our community, it's all mirrored together. And these people know this. Again, this is why the penal system is continuing to thrive. Again, because it's modern day slavery still, okay, that's taking place, and all of these barriers that's been put in the way. We know for facts that the crack epidemic wasn't dealt with. When we're talking about the opioid epidemic that has taken place, it's right now. I mean, Tori, I remember times where, because I was going to be an AODA counselor, and all of these programs, when the money came out, they didn't help people that was on crack. They got turned away. Okay? It was the individuals who were strung out on the pharmaceutical drugs.
Right.
Okay? Who, again, it didn't match our community.
Yeah. Opioids.
Crackheads and crack dealers went to prison.
Yeah. I mean, it was affecting everybody at that point.
Come on. We still got individuals that's locked up from the crack era, 94 crime bill.
Hmm. And they didn't want to talk about that.
Come on.
Hey, and his son ended up being a crackhead.
That part. Matter of fact, if I recall, they found crack in the White House.
Right.
And nobody went to jail. He was on camera smoking crack and weighing it out.
Yeah, fact.
Hey.
All right, hey, I guess, hey, when it comes to people in our neighborhood, it's silent.
They don't give a damn about us. Right.
That's wild, though. It was wild that all that took place. But the thing is, I always say this, I say, when we start coming to the conclusion that we cannot look outside ourselves to bring the results that we're looking for, it's going to continue. We're going to continue to scratch our heads trying to figure out why this ain't happening and why that is happening. The true reason why it's happening is because we allowing it to happen.
Period.
Through our behavior.
And point blank. That part. Absolutely. Nothing continues to happen unless you're welcoming to it. And the reality of it is, we've been searching for so long outside of ourselves to believe that the same people who benefit is going to give us the cure to what's wrong with us. No, they're causing it. Okay? It's on purpose, because everybody is eating good, living good, except for us. You understand? And at some point, we have to really recognize what's taking place. Only in the Black community do they talk about single mothers and deadbeat fathers, which is the biggest lie that they put out there. But the reality of it is, the Black face get put on everything that's bad. Teenage pregnancy, drug addiction. I mean, you name it,
right.
Education, everything, the food stamp queens or whatever. They always put the Black notation on it. And we fall for it hook, line, and sinker every time,
Hey, all you got to do is do a little research. Look at the DEI situation. That was white women.
The food stamps too.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is we always think that when they say something, it means us. When you do a little research, you'll find out that's not the case.
It's a lie like everything else.
You can't be bodied out all the time. Sometimes you got to come out and get involved and roll your sleeves up and get outside and participate in your own situations. It's going to come to that If we're going to beat what we're seeing, it's going to come to the point where we got to be able to be highly active and see where the cracks at and how we're allowing some of these ideas to creep in our community and erase what they say, fix the potholes.
Come on. The minimum.
Right.
Again, I recall the streetlights being out because they couldn't afford their WE energy bill. Okay. But again, my property tax ain't went down. The sales tax ain't went nowhere. Again, we taxed to the max and these people ain't done nothing. One thing for sure and two for certain, our energy is the currency. They got us throwing this money with no results. And again, all of these title drunk individuals who are in these high spaces and places that have zero results. And those of us who really are here doing the work don't have the money to match what it is, the results that we have.
The unlimited tax dollars that they use.
We have to make it make sense.
They got unlimited funding. They got the tax dollars.
Come on. Hey. Can't stop, won't stop.
They won't give us the money to use for our benefit. Hey.
Hey. More money.
I
it ain't nothing changed.
I might have to switch up my career choices.
Hey,
but also,
we just got to switch up how we think and how we move. Because again, these people are, they're failing. They've been failing, and it's time for us to move them around.
Well, I got this. I wanted to get your opinion on this. The critically missing 4-year-old and his sister, that situation.
King. It's pivotal that we're heavily not only in prayer but in action. We're being prayed on from every turn. It's extra scary because again, like I said, I consider our community the house with no doors being violated not only by individuals inside the house but everybody around the house and people outside the community can come in. Come here, do what they want to do, and there is no repercussions for their actions. Prayers is going up. I mean,
I think when it came to that story, a lot of people was wondering because they said that the 12-year-old sister took her 4-year-old brother, and she had a warrant for her arrest for an incident that happened with a felony warrant for arrest. This is what was in the news article on Fox 6. That she had a felony warrant for her arrest for battery to a police officer. They were looking for the 4-year-old and the 12-year-old sister had the boy, and they may be traveling in a Hyundai Santa Fe with no license plates.
Who drives?
That's what I'm saying. Like,
and who drives? You're talking about, you're telling me that you didn't charge a 12-year-old with battering the police who got guns, billy clubs, and tasers? Like, come on, man. Come on, Tori, I work with the Youth and Family Services, 7-year-olds being charged with sexual crimes. Like, come on. A damn shame.
Hey, I think she was trying to protect her brother. The case. I believe
who
it's
she with.
Hey.
So she driving the Honda?
That's what I'm saying. Like, that story did not make any sense, and they let that story loose. Once again, if anybody know the family or anybody that's around that situation, call 833-212-1017 and give me a number to contact. I want to look through this situation. It's tough to go through CPS if they involved because they'll keep the names and the situation private. So I need a family member or somebody close to the situation to reach out to me so I can get the information on what's going on. So I appreciate.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, Elizabeth Brown, for being on these front lines as usual. And we got a lot of work
to
do.
As always, King. Hey, I'm here for it. Let's get it.
All right, Queen.
One love.
And God bless you.
Salute.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining the show today. Another powerful conversation. Salute to everybody in the chat. I see y'all in the chat. What was the poll? Was the crack epidemic properly addressed? No, at 90%, it was not. We still dealing with the side effects. Hey, look, that's why you got to keep your head on a swivel. Look both ways before you cross the streets. And green don't always mean go. Look, I love you. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Dr. Ken Harris up next.